Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, for this one, we're going to go back to July 30th, 1959. Now, the Giants are playing in Seal Stadium at that time. They're out here in San Francisco. It's their second year, and they're in the midst of a 19-game homestand. Believe it or not, a 19-game homestand at Seal Stadium. They're 3-6, and they say, we need a new hitter to come up, and they go down to Phoenix, and they look for a big first baseman who's hitting .372. He's got 29 homers and 92 RBIs in the Pacific Coast League season so far, and they bring up Willie McCovey to the major leagues.
Oh, yeah. I was leading the league down there. I was hitting over .370, I know, and we had played a doubleheader that night. Rosie Ryan, who was the general manager of the Phoenix Giants at the time, came into my locker and told me that you're going up to the big club. So they playing a day game up there, and they want you up there. So, you know, I had to get ready in a hurry. I had to sleep fast and leave early that morning and get up here just in time to get in the lineup and play. I didn't even take batting practice.
Marty, nobody, I think, knew at that time what kind of impact Willie McCovey would make in the ensuing 20, 22 years. Just an enduring presence in the lineup. You know, he established himself as such very quickly, and he started from the very first day.
Well, he sure did, and of course Bill Rigney brings him up here, and McCovey comes up that morning. It's a day game at Seal Stadium, and Rig says, well, we're going to hit you third in the lineup behind Willie Mays.
Naturally, I didn't get any sleep because I'm so excited. I arrived just in time to get to the ballpark and get dressed. Bill Rigney, who's the manager, he approached me and asked me how I feel. I said, oh God, I feel great. He said, good, because you're in there and you're hitting third. You know whose position that is, so you know what we expect of you. So he moved Mays up to second that day and hit me third at Mays' spot.
And Jackie Brandt is the leadoff hitter that day as well, and Cepeda is going to hit behind McCovey. And McCovey says, okay, let's get the game on. Who's pitching? Well, Hall of Famer-to-be Robin Roberts is on the hill for the Philadelphia Phillies, and Roberts, of course, a tremendous right-hander. And Willie gets in there in his first at-bat. It's a base hit. His second at-bat, he hits a triple off the wall. Scores on an error by the catcher, Joe Linette.
Well, I guess it was a pass ball, yeah. And my famous hook slide into home plate and avoided the tag. So, yeah, I do remember that.
Third at-bat, another base hit. He drives in Mays. Fourth at-bat, another triple. 4-for-4 in the Willie McCovey debut, which ties the record of Casey Stengel, set way back in 1912 for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And that's the way Willie McCovey breaks in, and the Giants win the game 7-2 behind a complete game performance by Mike McCormick.
People who were there that day, Marty, won't forget it. I talked to Lon Simmons, with the late, great Lon Simmons, I should say, a few years ago about Willie Mack's debut. And the way he described it was, Willie played pepper with a batter's eye. It had to be seen to be believed. Robin Roberts, I was fortunate enough to interview him at about the same time, and he joked, tell Willie he got 4 blue pits off me that day.
That's right. In pursuit, I used pursuit bat, because I didn't have any bats when I got up here. I didn't bring my bats from Phoenix. I picked up pursuit bat, and I liked the way they felt, the weight and everything, so I used them, and that's the bat I went 4-for-4 with.
Well, he hit the wall just about on every one of them. Willie McCovey's debut, July 30th, 1959. Chris, the Giants continue that homestand. They win 2 or 3 from Milwaukee, 2 or 3 from Cincinnati, and they sweep Pittsburgh all 3 games. But, you know, I talked to Willie McCovey about his next day in the big league. So we all know about that first day, 4-for-4. His next day is against the Pirates. Harvey Haddix, the left-hander they called the Kitten, is pitching. And it's a 2-2 game in the 8th inning. And Bill Rigney starts walking out to talk to McCovey. Mays has walked. He's on first base. It's a tie game. McCovey thinks, what, is he going to take me out? And Rigney says, hey, big guy, take a couple of pitches. Let Mays steal second base, and you'll get a base hit and knock him in.
Well, first of all, Haddix was very tough on left-handers, as you probably know. And Mays was on first. Bill Rigney called me back from the batter's batter's box wanting to talk to me. So I'm wondering what the heck he's doing. He's going to pinch hit. But he said, you see that guy on first base? If you take a couple of pitches, he'll steal second and you can drive him in. And sure enough, it worked exactly like he said. I took a couple of pitches, Mays stole second, next pitch, and a line drive to right field, and scored Mays.
And sure enough, in the second game in the big leagues, Willie McCovey gets a base hit to beat Harvey Haddix, and the Giants win his second game in the big leagues. Chris, the most amazing thing about McCovey that people forget, we concentrate on that first game. In his first six games in the big leagues, Chris, he was responsible for five Giant wins. He had 12 hits, 7 extra base hits, 9 runs, and 8 RBIs. And he hit .462, and he hit in all six games.
Marty, he was just such a destructive hitter, as you just described. With that uppercutting swing of his, which made me think of, kids, don't try this at home. Not everybody can replicate that kind of swing. He generated so much bat speed, so much power. I was privileged enough to see him play a little bit and saw him hit several home runs, and I can assure you none of him was a wall scraper. They were all long gone. Later on in his career, he was intentionally walked against the Cincinnati Reds, and Willie got intentionally walked a lot. He held the record for most intentional walks in a season before Barry Bonds broke it. And Willie was fed up with all these intentional walks, and he yelled at Sparky Anderson, the Reds manager, "Who do you think I am, Babe Ruth?" And Sparky Anderson said, "No, you're better."
I like it. Very good. When he came up, they didn't know what to call him. McCovey, McCovey, Bill McCovey, Jack McDonald of the old Carl Bolton, the sports writer called him that. Johnny Antonelli, who is his friend, said, "Hey, he's lovey-dovey McCovey," and that's the way they got to know who he was. Well, the first season continues on. The Giants, Chris, then go on a 21-game road trip. 21 games after a 19-game homestand. That's the way baseball was in those days. During that road trip, Willie is on a 22-game hitting streak. It's finally broken up by Robin Roberts again. Willie is 0 for 3 in the game. It's a 1-0 game, 2 out in the ninth inning. Roberts walks him because he didn't want to face him, and he gets Cepeda to end the game, and the Phillies won that one 1-0. Willie ends up that first year 354, 429 on base, 656 slugging, and he has 13 homers, 38 RBIs, and now we have a little more appreciation for those numbers now with the stats, and he is the unanimous Rookie of the Year. Chris, this is Willie McCovey, the guy who got a bus ticket in 1955 from Mobile, Alabama, to come down to a tryout camp for the Giants in Melbourne, Florida. He was signed for $175 a month. He went to Sandersville, Georgia, and his mother got a few hundred bucks. She was his agent, which he found out much later on.
The greatest of careers, Marty, sometimes begin in the humblest of circumstances, and it was that case for a lot of guys in the 50s.
All right, and it ends up with 521 home runs from McCovey, brought up on this day, July 30th, 1959. First home run was off of Ronnie Klein of the Pittsburgh Pirates on August the 2nd. So we know he came up July 30th, and by August 2nd, he had a couple. And all of a sudden, August 5th, he had two more off the great Bob Buell of the Milwaukee Braves. I love doing this story. Fans, we celebrate July 30th of 1959 every year, the debut of the great Hall of Famer, number 44, Willie McCovey. We'll be back again next time with another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
KNBR 680.